This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome to Toy Drive Eve.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness.
It's here, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm ready.
How do you feel?
Oh, let's just, can we, please?
Yes.
Could we?
Just, you know.
You don't mind. We could just get it started.
Yes, agreed.
It's a sad commentary on the world, though. And I've tried to figure out how I would say this delicately, and there's really no way to do it. You just got to kind of come out and say it. It sucks that today there's going to be a mad dash of activity at Toy Drive. Usually, things would kind of be in place now.
Yeah.
They're going... Like, everybody is doing it all today and in a big, mad rush because, sadly, the way the world works, you can't just leave stuff out now.
Oh, yeah.
Even with security.
Yeah. Oh, because years prior, they probably were able to just leave things, set it up. Maybe 20 years ago?
You could say 5 years
ago. Yeah.
Oh, God, 20 years ago, we didn't even know what we were setting up. Still, you know what I mean? We were like seven years ago. We didn't even know.
I forget the whole journey. It's crazy.
No, but like we were just talking about, you know, Fox 5 doesn't want to go out today. Our engineer, Tracy Teagarden, who's one of my favorite people on the planet. I just love him. He goes, well, they don't want their equipment to turn into meth.
Okay, fair.
So it's a funny thing. So I went by last night. We had our holiday party up the street at Payments.
Yeah.
Lovely. My wife and I like that place. My wife and I go in there for lunch all the time.
You do?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We're there all the time.
So cute. I just remember the original on Maryland. I don't know if I've ever been to the Sahara one, but it was nice.
Oh, the Maryland one was the original one.
Yeah. I've been to that one. I don't think I ever went to the Sahara one.
God, because that Sahara one's been there forever and a day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
But so we went by Toy Drive. Get eyes on it.
So cute.
We do that every year.
I love that.
Usually it would be this afternoon. We would go and just look. Shoot, back in the day, I would take my stuff. I would take all my stuff.
Just set it up.
And we just preload. Can't do that now. Again.
That's wild.
We don't. It's not a thing. The first couple of days, like, I hear everything at night. And then I kind of settle in and I sleep a little better.
Yeah.
But I don't worry about somebody trying to get away with stuff while we're there. While it's me and somebody else. And there's a couple of security people. You know what I mean? And we used to staff it. You know, there'd be somebody from help and there'd be somebody from the radio station.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they don't do that anymore. So it's a little less.
Yeah, they should, though. They should, because that's crazy. I do think of you just being up there, like, sleeping, relaxing, manning the place. I could never do it. I'd cry.
You got to focus. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go, look, there's not much I can do.
Yeah. No, kudos to you. That's why you're the boss. You do it. I don't know many people that would.
And for everybody who's going, why are you giving out the game plan right now? I don't think those criminals are up listening to this show right now.
No,
I just don't. I just don't feel that that's our audience.
Just a hunch.
I hope I'm right. I hope I'm right that that's not our audience. But in the event,
why are you giving away your game plan?
In the event that I'm wrong, you know. So 24 hours from now, find it, you know, and then let's freaking go. I don't know why I did this to myself, but I printed out even. I've never done that before. I printed out last year's totals.
You did?
Oh, yeah. And then, since COVID, 2021, 42 trucks. So every year we've counted as 42 trucks. 42 trucks, 7,926 bikes, 651,000 in cash and gift cards. That was just in 2021.
Insane.
Well, in the big year, a really big year, 2019, we were just shy of 10,000 bikes.
We'd been
tracking 9,540 in 2019, $603,326 in cash and gift cards. But this is where, so things balance out and get a little, you know, they shift.
Yeah.
2021, 7,926, 650,000 and change. 651 and change. 2022, 42 plus Coca-Cola trucks. 8,814 bikes. 744,629. 2023, 42 trucks. 7,774 on bikes. And $800,000 in cash and gift cards. 802,389. That's the one time that we made over 802. So we kicked back, what, 500 bikes? Mm-hmm. No, 1,000 bikes from 2022 to 2023. Then last year, we were another 100 bikes off of that. But that's still in that neighborhood of 8,000. And then cash was just under 800,000.
That's really good, dude.
If we could do 8 and 8. And well, and the encouraging part is to see what we've done from 2021 forward.
Yes.
And even from 2019 forward. Man, just can't wait.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can't wait. It's a beautiful thing. That may be the tagline this year.
It's a beautiful thing.
After 12 days, it's going to be a beautiful thing. Adrian bikes.
Through no fault of his own. But, you know, last year it was.
Amazing.
This year.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
I love it.
we might have the new tagline.
Love it.
Now, should we play Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays right now? Maybe. But I have a better idea. I don't know. Do you remember this girl? Michaela Gordon? She has a
Jenny.
Christmas song. I know, you get all emotional.
First in honor and then my song.
She's been a naughty girl for Christmas.
That's oh my God.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Will you tell that story?
Yes.
I've never heard this story from last year at Toy Drive. Sugar and Spice, was this, I don't know the full story. Was this new?
We wrote it in 2019.
Yeah. I think the question that I asked you last year was, oh my God, I never thought about this. Do you have a holiday song? And you said, yes, it's called Sugar and Spice.
Yes.
So then we made arrangements to put it in, and I surprised you with it at Toy Drop.
And it was the best.
Sure.
So a friend of mine last week was like, that's so sweet. Do you think he's going to play your song again? Like, that was so nice. And I was like, oh my God, I know it was so nice. And I was just standing there, and then it made me cry, and I was listening. But I've realized, like, it's a toy drive, and all these kids were there, and the opening line is, I've been a naughty girl for Christmas, and I'm mortified now. And no. She was like, well, that's very on brand for you. And yeah, I was like, no. Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Here's why you should give the Jeff Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
Well, there's the, you missed out on this. A couple of years ago, we were playing, what's that song, I Want to Know by Doja Cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, whip me, spank me, and I'm, and literally there are kids there. And it's blaring out of the speakers mm-hmm. at Toy Drive. And we were still learning. So the systems where I could control everything were still kind of in place. A little behind the scenes, I'll pull back the curtain just a little. So, Michaela, you know how sometimes when the system fails and the buttons get locked on mm-hmm. and I've got to go in and fix them?
Yeah.
We didn't know that yet. And so the mics got locked on, and my guess is this was probably around Monday or Tuesday of, you know, like of next week, where that's the tough part of Toy Drive. That's where you've got a couple of nights of not great sleep on a scaffold.
Yeah,
might be a little chilly. It's the slow part. It literally is.
It's rough.
The first weekend's kind of exciting. You get first couple of days. Day one, yeah, let's go. Day two, yeah, it's Friday. This, you know, there's a lot of good parts about it. It's all still fresh. It's all still new. Mm-hmm. You get through the weekend. Then, and this is what I do to myself. On day three, I will become acutely aware that we are a quarter of the way through.
Oh, God.
If it's a four-lap race, we've already run one lap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. On day four, I become acutely aware that we are a third of the way through.
Mm-hmm.
On day five, now we're almost half of the way through.
Oh my God.
And what, you know, and what, look at the numbers.
Yeah.
Ah, what's happening?
Yeah.
And it's about that time that it's just hard and it's quiet.
Yeah.
It's a little quiet.
I know exactly what you're saying. It's not like a bad thing, but it gets like insane to silent in that first week.
Right.
And it is. You're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. And it's like, come on, let's mm-hmm. go.
Yeah.
And and whatever small things that have been annoying me since Thursday.
Dude, yes.
Now come to fruition on
Tuesday.
And
all you have is time to think about it by yourself up there.
And I'm a little strung out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just a little. So
normal.
Literally, you guys should know how important. Like, I try to make sure I eat, make sure I rest. It's like, you know, that part of it, because I'm mentally and doing all the radio and the TV. That, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of a grind. But right around that time, I'm sure I was just a little annoyed. And I'm like, and I believe I uttered an F-bomb, but I was like, yeah, whip me, spank me, welcome to Toy Drive. And it went out. And it went out
over the air. That's amazing.
So good. Ah, Toy Drive memories. Ah, it all starts tomorrow. First pick coming up next. This is our last show in studio.
Yep.
For the year. Because after Toy Drive, then it's almost Christmas. And so, it's weird to think about. Got a little bit of stuff to clean up, holiday-based, and we will do Leona Lewis tickets for you to go see her at the Las Vegas Christmas Residency of Voltaire inside the Venetian Las Vegas on that final Friday of Toy Drive, the 12th. Free tickets for you coming up next. Wait, what did you just ask me?
How was your wife's birthday?
It was great, but I ruined it.
What? Why?
It was great. Went to Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, Diamond Wedding Ring and Holiday Gift Store. Yeah.
Yes.
She had asked for she wanted a little cross. Yeah, she was like, I don't have one. She goes, I just want a basic. She just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Kind of came out of nowhere. Remember yesterday we were talking about how I pay attention?
Yes.
Because I need the material?
Yes.
Yeah. Immediately I was like, oh, I know what I'm doing.
So I got
her two. I got her a gold one and a silver one.
Yeah, good job.
So that she can. And it was really funny. She goes, "Am I supposed to choose?" And I went, "No, baby."
She's the sweetest girl in the whole world.
They're both for you. And she goes, "No, I don't, but two." And I go, "No, there's one so you can wear them with different things." And so, but it was very sweet. So then, and then we went to our holiday party. This is where it all went sideways. Mm-mm. So the idea was we were going to come in, do a lap, you know, spend an hour. And then we were going to go to dinner with our friends.
Yeah.
Well, they had delicious food at Payman's.
Oh, they did.
And I just loaded a plate because the food was there and I like to eat.
Yeah, duh.
And my wife looks at me and goes, "So I guess we're not going to dinner."
Uh-oh.
And I said, "We're good. No. Yeah. Yes."
I was like spitting out the food. You're like,
yes,
totally.
Right, trying to figure out how to
come
get
rid of the trash can.
Somebody come and get this. And I'm trying to figure out how to, and she goes, "I'll just go. We can go. We could just go for drinks. We can meet our friends."
Love her.
Because there were friends that were going, "What were you doing?" And I was like, "We're going to dinner." "Oh, well, I know you have to be up early, so you probably won't be out late." And we were like, "No." So what ended up happening is then we were able to call our friends and go, "If you're still up for it, we'll meet you at the restaurant. We'll have a drink."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
Okay.
We were going to.
Been there.
And then we went to, we had food in our bellies.
Yep. You were tired.
And then our friends were like, "Well, we're not quite ready." Cause the place we were going was, we were going to go to Vintner Grill.
Which is nice.
And they were like, "We're not really dressed yet." And so then it was like, all right.
Yeah.
So we went home. So I kind of ruined it. We may go out to dinner tonight.
Understandable.
A little pre-toy drive.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, really fast. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Courtney Thompson from Southwest.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, how are you?
I have questions for you. We're doing really good. How about you?
I'm doing well.
I'm going to ask you the question that everybody asks me. Are you ready for Toy Drive?
I am.
I love that. That's so good. Because that's it. You being ready is truly more vital than me being ready.
Yes.
I disagree with that. But
no, it's happening. Whether I want it to or not.
Mm-hmm. It's motivating.
Yeah, I'll be there. And my wife can bring me whatever it is I may need. She's like, "Did we remember everything?" And I went, "Who cares?" There's stores. We could do this. A video went viral on TikTok and involved a family who invited their son's girlfriend to join them in their family tradition of running the Turkey Trot 10K. A 10K, 6.4 miles. Yeesh.
It's a lot.
She's not a runner. She trained for it. On the morning of, they went to take a group photo, and as they were like, "Ready, one, two, hey, by the way, there's no race."
What?
It was a prank. They had t-shirts.
No.
They made t-shirts. Everybody dressed
up. She'd been training.
They don't actually run any 10Ks. Now the internet is going nuts saying that this family, it wasn't a prank. They bullied her.
Yeah.
Is it a prank or did they bully her, Courtney?
Oh, I feel like bullying is a strong word.
I do too.
I think it's more than a prank. I think it's more than a prank. Like, she trained and everything. I feel bad for her.
She looked like, have you seen this thing, Michaela?
No.
She looks like she swallowed a bug when they first tell her.
Oh my God, I bet.
And then she cries. No, but then she cries.
Totally would have too.
But it's tears of joy. It's tears of joy.
Oh, she's happy?
Because she didn't have to run.
She didn't have to run.
She had to run 6 miles. Because she had trained, but 6 miles is a lot.
Okay, if she's taking it nice. The only thing is, that's like, it takes a lot of time to train. Like, she probably had to really move her schedule around just for them to be like, psych. Like, just
that's boyfriend wicked. Should have been like, "Oh, you're really taking this seriously. We're not doing this."
Yeah, just throw water balloons at me or something, like a normal person.
It's not bullying, but it's close.
Yeah, not bullying, but that's... Yeah.
Well, you know what? Since it's a group and it's a whole family, I will say it's bullying.
And they were like, "Welcome to the family." So, you know, like, this is what you're in for.
But that's the welcome?
But the idea that they had, literally, they had whatever their, the Bufords... whatever their name was. Started with the Butlers, maybe, but it was like Butlers Turkey Trot 10K team, and it had a turkey with running shoes on it. I mean, the whole deal.
God, they went
all
out.
They dressed up like they were doing this thing.
That's a little sick.
This was like the pre-race photo, and they, yeah. kind of in the same vein, is a fitness gift. This guy wants to know if he can buy his... Jeff wants to know if he can get a Fitbit for his girlfriend. His friends are all like, do you want to break up? Because obviously you don't want to insinuate that someone needs to be healthier. But it's a really cool gift. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Courtney?
I think that that's fine if it's like a person who has a healthy lifestyle or is wanting to get a healthier lifestyle. I think that's totally fine. But if it's like you're doing it in a malicious way to like say something that you don't want to say out loud, then that's no.
Dude, if she didn't ask for it, don't get it.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Yeah, not a risk worth it.
That's my answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, bingo, if that's right.
No, bingo is exactly what I want you to say.
I agree with you.
Thank you. Bingo.
That's why I think you're right.
Yeah. Took the words right out of my mouth.
I agree with you. That's why I think you're smart. That's great. Adrian?
I don't think it's offensive.
Again, you got to be super careful. You got to know your audience there, and you probably better have heard them say something.
Yeah. Because I like healthy living, but I wouldn't want that for Christmas. And if I didn't say I wanted it, I don't know.
Yeah, is your Oura Ring considered a health, like a fitness thing, or just health in general?
Yeah, health in general.
Okay.
But we bought these for each other.
Together.
Yeah, now I'm wondering, here's the other thing. Courtney, here's the other thing. My wife and I, we got each other fit, or what do you call these? Oura Rings for Christmas. This is our Christmas gift. Do I need to buy another Christmas gift, or because my wife is going to flim flam me, or do I need to make her agree to not flim flam?
No, I think that if that's what you guys talked about and that's your gift for each other, that's fine. I mean, more gifts are always welcome, but I don't think you have to get something else.
Yeah,
that's
listen, true. What I know of Amy, she would not ever give you a hard time. She'd be like, I love it. Thank you. So that's why she deserves a gift, because she's such a little doll baby.
Yeah, but is it possible that she would still buy me a gift and then I'm sitting there with you know what in my hand? Nothing.
Yes.
On Christmas morning. So should I still? But then do I run the risk of upsetting her because now I bought her a gift, but she didn't buy me one?
Oh, God.
See, that's
tough. It doesn't hurt to have an extra gift. Give her the extra gift.
Yeah, I say too.
Mm-hmm. And then let her go first. That's what you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's get it. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You know I love a good accent. This has got a good accent.
Let's do it.
This dude working for the power company in Somerville, Massachusetts, which I've got to believe is close to Boston, saw somebody's house on fire. He was working nearby, saw smoke. The hell's that? She climbed out onto an awning, and he's like, hang on, I'll get you. And he swung the bucket over. I'm guessing they might have had to move the truck, but whatever. But he got her into the bucket. The firefighters weren't there yet, and they definitely said that he saved her life. And oh my God, will you please enjoy the magnificence that is Somerville Fire Chief one Charles Breen.
She had climbed onto the front porch under heavy smoke and fire conditions, and the Eversource worker got her into the bucket and got her to safety. I'd like to really give credit to that worker. He did a hell of a job, definitely saved the woman's life. She was in severe danger at the time.
That was really amazing that he acted that quickly and got there.
I don't know who that guy was.
All I can think of, and you're going to agree, is Ted, the movie Ted.
That worker?
Uh-huh.
Also, it's a whale man. Oh, my God. We loved, there was a guy a few years ago that they saw something in the, we're going to be on the news, Jay. And he just lost his freaking mind, and I'm trying to find it, but I've got too much stuff in this file to be able to get that when I wasn't ready for it. So we'll move on. Also, an off-duty paramedic saved a family from a big fire in L.A. the other night. We hear stories like this all the time. He thought, he's like, am I seeing snow in Los Angeles? This is crazy. He was not. It was ash, and it was flames.
Oh,
and it was
my
his,
God.
And it was his neighbor's house, and he banged on the door and saved the family. And oh, my. You thought Fire Chief Charles Breen was great. How about 7-year-old Savannah Vasquez?
So I was upstairs and I heard a snowstorm, and then I looked up and it was ash.
At first, I thought it was just my imagination. I just standed there for like 10 seconds. I didn't know what to do. Told my grandma that there was a fire, and she went to go alert everybody. So that guy just came out of nowhere, and then he helped me get out of the fire.
You're a hero.
Yeah.
You got a lot to be thankful for.
That's what kind people do.
That's what kind people do.
They know what to do.
That's what kind people do. That's fantastic. I'm still looking for it's a whale, Jay. I don't think I'm going to find it in time. Nope, I've gone through everything, so I must have skipped it somewhere. Or got rid of it years ago. What a horrible idea that was. A group of 24 people in England set a new world record for the longest game of dodgeball ever. They played 48 straight hours of dodgeball.
Stop!
They did it to raise money and awareness for a breast cancer charity. The breast cancer charity is called COPPA FEEL. COPPAFEEL. COPPA FEEL.
That's hilarious.
Whatever.
Okay.
48 hours of dodgeball. They made 8,000. That's pretty good.
Incredible.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to believe.
48 hours.
I'm just saying, don't be shocked at what you hear come out of us in 2026. Our company would never allow us
never.
To do it. The liability would be crushing.
Yeah.
It would never happen.
We'll just think about it.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring and Holiday Gift Store. And that ends just like that. It fades. For whatever reason, that just does that.
Good. I'm glad
we all know. They cut off Mariah Carey in December.
How do you cut it? How do you do that?
I liked it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, somebody's getting coal in their stocking. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
It is 7:07 on Wednesday morning, the day before Toy Drive, the third day of December 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. While I was looking for... It's a whale! We're going to be on the news, Jay! People have listened to this show for a long time. Remember,
yeah.
We laughed and laughed. I had forgotten about these on the day before Toy Drive. It's like 24 hours from now. I'll be preparing. We'll be looking toward the idea of getting me harnessed up.
Wow.
To go up onto the scaffold where I will remain for 12 days. Here's the funny part about Toy Drive. Here's the goofy part about that. We've done it for, this will be our 27th year. We've done 26 years of Toy Drive, which comes out to 26 times 12. So we've done 312 days of Toy Drive. This will be my 25th year because I left in 02 and 03.
Unreal.
But this will be my 25th year, and at the end of it, it'll be my 300th day on a scaffold. There are still people that have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My dry cleaner, who he and I are pretty tight, no idea.
Stop.
He had no clue. We've known each other for years.
No.
I said, yeah, man, I'm not going to see you for a while. I said, then Toy Drive's coming. And he looked at me, Toy Drive? I went, yeah. I go, watch Fox 5 News in the morning. And I go, listen to the show. He goes, I do listen to the show. I listen to the show every day. I'm like, but you don't know what Toy Drive is. And he goes, no, what is it?
That's hilarious, because I don't have that experience at all. People think it's so cool. They know exactly who you are. They know exactly what Toy Drive is. They were so excited when I joined the show. I even had a couple of my friends from a couple of the restaurants at Wynn reach out yesterday and be like, hey, we want to drop off. Like, no big deal. Just like, tell us what to do. And the same that you tell them, like, just stop by. It doesn't need to be a thing. They're like, absolutely.
And we'll take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah, they were so excited. They didn't want anything. They just have been fans and so excited to be a part of it and just wanted to come by.
Let me tell you this. Those that don't want usually are the ones who receive the most. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it goes.
That's always how it ends up. It kind of ends up being that way. I'm not trying to mess up our karma with Toy Drive starting tomorrow. But while I was looking for the other thing, you know, it's a wheel, Jay. I was looking for that. But I found these. A little fun with creatively edited Christmas songs. I forgot we did this 2 years ago. It was before you. You've never. Oh, no. It got resaved a couple of years ago. So this is. It's been a minute.
Join in any reindeer games. Then one Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
Oh, look.
I love it. Play it again.
Yeah? Are you
sure? Play it again.
Because I've got a few of them.
I love it.
Join in any reindeer games. Then one Christmas Eve.
I've never heard that.
It's got a different feel to it.
I love it.
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa.
What?
I love a blade.
Wait a minute, what?
Oh, dear Santa, it well.
This is bleeped out.
I love this one.
Let me just speak for the parents. I look forward to this afternoon when I pick up my kid from school and he's like, Dad, play the songs you were playing this morning. Yeah, give me that version.
Don't have them, son. Don't have them, son. They're not available to me at this moment.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Amen.
Happy Toy Drive Eve.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours from right now. Let's go. Michaela, I found more. Hang on, I found more.
Where you can see somebody waits for you. Once for me.
I love a bleep. That's a kind of Christmas I want.
Later we'll have some f***ing pie and we'll do some caroling.
I'm telling you, it feels like home. Growing up in an Italian family, this is how we talk nicely to each other.
Right. I had somebody last night that will remain nameless at the holiday party that was like, yeah, I don't know if you know, you don't know me very well, but I have a really awful mouth.
Oh.
And I was like, well, you're sitting at the right table.
Yeah, welcome.
And she looked at me. She's like, really? But you're on the air. How do you do? Well, you know, sometimes you gotta know when you can and when you can't. It's just fine. Are you ready for your toy drive FAQ press conference, sir?
The paper.
There's has paper
been printed.
You wrote stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
It's very serious.
And printed.
People gotta know, Chet. It's toy drive, baby.
God bless this.
But
man.
Not everybody knows. So we need to make sure we cover everything.
It's the crazy
Let's
thing.
Let's go.
It's our entire world. It feels like it's a lot. It's it's all over Fox 5. It's all over the internet and all of that. And there are still a ton of people that are like, yeah, no clue.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the veterans, bear with me. Some questions are rather simple.
Sure, sure.
Other more curious.
And by the way, if you have a question right now, 702-364-9898. This is when you can find out everything you need to know about Toy Drive. Maybe you are new to it. I mean, and maybe... I got to be honest, I'd pay solid money for somebody to call up and go, what? Yeah, what's Toy Drive again? I mean, maybe you just moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just, you know, whatever.
I just didn't know.
It was funny. Somebody the other day was talking about, you know, maybe you just have questions.
Great.
702-364-9898 right now. If not, Adrian's got you covered right after Taylor Swift.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I just realized I need to adjust our buttons so that we can find Toy Drive stuff easy.
Well, loosen up your buttons.
Baby.
Yes.
Because I ain't fronting.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you for understanding.
Yeah, of course.
Good job. That was so iconic, actually. No, I'm taking a second to
Pussycat
say that was
dolls.
So iconic.
I couldn't think of it.
The fact that that's all I said and then you knew. Beautiful.
I love that Adrian wants to do Toy Drive press conference. He has rapid-fire Toy Drive FAQ questions. But there are people who have called in with questions already. I find this fascinating, and I'll just jump straight to Magnus.
Let's get it.
Let me tell you, Bridget and I had a moment at Toy Drive. What was that, 2 years ago, Bridge? Or was that last year? When you left the note.
Last year was the note.
Last year was the note. It will...
Yeah.
This is going to be a moment that stays between us, but she anonymously dropped a note, and I knew who it was. I'll just say it. She was like, look, I'm not one of these big corporations, and I can't do, you know, $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do this. And so this is what I'm going to do. And I went, oh my God, that is the essence mm-hmm. of Toy Drive. You're going to hear a lot. And thank God for it. You're going to hear a lot of people doing a lot of big things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that is not how we're going to make it to 8,000 bikes. And $800,000. They're going to get us a lot closer, but we're not going to be able to take care of all 100 charities if we don't have everybody.
Yes, so true.
So you're going to hear big. I'm not kidding you when I say one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. With that in mind, Bridget, what question could you possibly have that you don't already know?
Oh, this is a good one, because historically I'm not a first day person, but some stuff has come up. So what time tomorrow will you begin taking donations?
6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
You have to wait for our buddy Victor and everybody at Helix Electric. They take great pride in being the first toys on the truck. And then once Victor has made his donation and toy drive is official, then it's a free for all. So 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Tradition, man. Tradition.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't wait to see you, bitch.
See you at 6.
See you then. Bye.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
See you who's it, Dean?
Yes.
Dean, what's your question, sir?
Hi. I've been listening to you for a long time. I never get through, though. But my question is, does your wife ever come hang up on the scaffolding with you? No. Or does she ever do a sleepover once in a while?
No. That is not nearly as exciting as that sounds like it would be.
No, not like that. Just because you're with your wife always, yeah, and you're 12 days apart from her, you know?
She shows up every day in the afternoon in, usually be, you know, around 2 or 3 o'clock, it kind of slows down a touch. And so she shows up then and brings food and makes sure that I have everything I need. And honestly, for her, and she'll tell you, she just likes to get eyes on me and make sure everything's okay because I'm not able to lie to her. And so she'll know how things are going. And and then right about the time the sun starts to go down, right around 4 o'clock, it starts to get a little chillier and she's had enough and she goes home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm out.
Yeah. But I do say, no, we see each other every day. We talk multiple times. I'll call her after the show is over. I'll call her before I go to bed, and then she'll visit in the afternoon.
Yeah, I just know it's hard being married, and you sleep with somebody all the time that you're not sleeping with.
You miss them.
Harder on, I will tell you, it's harder on her than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can believe that.
It really is. Thank you for asking that, Dean. We'll see you at Toy Drive.
Bye, Dean.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye now.
We'll see you. Wow, what a great question.
Great question.
Good. Follow fire question.
Boy, follow that. Okay, rapid fire. Here we go.
When and where is Toy Drive?
NV Energy. And starting tomorrow, 6 a.m. Sorry. Goes till Monday morning the 15th at 10 a.m.
Who receives the toys, bikes, and gift cards?
Help of Southern Nevada will have registration this weekend and next weekend. Go to helpsonv.org. Plus, Toy Drive benefits this year. We're going to have well in excess of 100 other charities, civic groups, and organizations.
Wow. Do I need to schedule a time to donate?
No.
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 Just come. The official donation times are between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. You show up. We'll take care of you.
For the record, you stay up there for 12 days straight?
Yes.
Have you ever gone down? Or what's the closest you've gone to getting off?
Year two, I used to take my dog up with me. Year two, he decided he did not want to be up there anymore. He was struggling with the idea of going potty, even though we had made...
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Well, we had made an area for him, and he decided that that was not sufficient and decided he would leave. And I got down. He was in the middle. Boy, that was in year number two. We were at Boulevard Mall, Maryland Parkway, and Twain, and he was out in the middle of the street. And I literally was on the bottom step. I had my foot hovering over the ground, and then I just yelled at him one more time, and he came back and ran straight up and into the tent, and went and got on the bed like he knew.
That's a beautiful thing.
I haven't touched those stairs. I want to say this will be 10 years.
Wow.
I got to reach out to Chef Barry. Chef Barry, who's Barry's Prime now. He came up to visit. He had been in a car accident and had kind of like concussion symptoms.
Okay. So,
and the stairs to get up there, Michaela can speak to this. Those stairs are steep.
Steep. They really are.
Steeper than I realized.
Yeah, same.
My wife will tell you. She hates those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
She hates those stairs.
I do too.
Yeah,
the stairs too. Everybody hates the stairs. Then he was coming up the stairs and he looked up and I saw his eyes roll back in his head. And I went down two steps to grab him by his shoulder and then bring him up to the top. That was the last time. And then one other time I went to go get my, I had left my laptop and I went back to go get my laptop. I was like, I'm not going to bother anybody to go get it. And I'm walking up the stairs and I go, this isn't right. This isn't right.
It just felt weird.
It was not. It was wrong. So I haven't touched the stairs in like a decade.
Why?
What's the craziest weather situation you've had to deal with up there?
60-mile-an-hour winds tore everything off the top, and it snowed.
Oh, my God.
That's on the last night of Toy Drive. In fact, the last two, they tried to get me. There was one year that it was, no, you're leaving.
That's insane.
I said, give me another hour. It was like midnight. And they're like, you're leaving. This is not safe. And I said, give me another hour. I don't think I was married yet.
Yeah, no, because your wife would have been like, get down now.
No, honestly, if Amy wouldn't do that. She would give it, she would express her opinion, but she would not make me do anything.
Good for her. I would have made Lisa. Maybe that's what I was saying. I don't like, Lisa, get your ass down here.
Yeah. No! I would listen. If she was scared,
yeah,
I wouldn't do that to her.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that's where it come from.
Got a couple more. Do you need to set up bikes beforehand?
No.
No.
God, no. Bikes and boxes fill up trucks.
That's a good question. I actually get that a lot, too.
Bikes and boxes fill up trucks. And why would you also take that joy away from another parent?
Yeah.
What's inside your tent?
Not much. A few years ago, in a previous regime, we were talking about this last night. In when we had more people that worked here and whatnot, they decorated that shift pod like a hotel room, and literally, thank you, and set it up that way. Left me a welcome letter.
That's the next question. So since you said that,
check out.
How's the porta potty?
It's a porta potty, and I clean it. I clean it every day. It's part of my routine.
It's clean. I went up there. I went in it.
Oh yeah,
it's nice.
The back to the shift pod thing. So this one year, they had like string lights and a TV. Streaming was new. You know what I mean? So it was like, this is awesome. And now, honest to God, now it's bed. It's bed. I have a mirror. I have a hanger for my clothes, which that's the greatest luxury. To be able to hang up your clothes is the greatest thing. And that's it.
Final two. What do you do for fun during non-peak hours?
It's not that. There's no non-peak. You know what I mean? It's always something.
Yeah, because.
And I will tell you, no matter what time, no matter what day, people come and they say, Chet, from the time he's up to the time he finally goes to bed. They
like he said yesterday, he'll at least throw a finger up. There'll be something.
No, that's the middle of the night. Not doing it. That's way different. That's way different.
We'll close it out with this final one. Okay. Advice to a first timer.
Oh, good one.
Just be there. Just be there. Come and experience it. Show up more than once. Come back. Come at the beginning and then come at the end and come and look at it. Come and see, watch the progress.
Watch crazy. The evolution. To stand there with no bikes and the final day in a sea of them. Unreal.
That's always the moment that gets me. I always go, God bless, these trucks are big. And seeing the bikes from above is way different than seeing them from below.
Yeah.
And each are equally breathtaking. But first timer, there's no wrong answer. New and unused toys, bikes, cash and gift cards. If you bring a bike, please don't ride it in. You know what I mean? And a lot of people do it. But, you know, then the joke is, take it back. It's used now. That's the joke. Is that
That's awesome.
That's it.
I think we're ready. Are we ready?
Yeah, that was good.
Ready. Let's go.
Are we ready? Just for fun. Here.
Wake up.
Oh, no, not that one. No, not that one.
No,
not that one. Never mind. I was going to try. Here, how about that one? No, it's not ready yet. See, I need to fix all the buttons. I was going to play a Toy Drive button.
Oh, it doesn't activate till tomorrow.
Doesn't activate till tomorrow. So one more time.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So also, we were talking about, we've been talking about Toy Drive all morning long because it starts tomorrow. There were a number of people that reached out after we did this. Adrian did a quick FAQ. We did a press conference and we had phone calls, people asking stuff.
Yes, it was awesome.
You know what came in after the fact?
What?
How does my business get involved?
Awesome.
Now, what's still left, what is still available at this late hour is our Giving Tree Grove brought to you by the UFC. It's a really cool thing. It's literally the first thing you see when you come into Toy Drive. There's a bunch of Christmas trees. On them, on those trees, they have $500 worth of stuff on them. Make sure I got this right. We've only done the Giving Tree Grove probably a dozen years now, but make sure I've got this right. Mm-hmm. Aren't the trees $500?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and so you get $500 worth of stuff on the tree. So our buddy Jay Stu. Jay Stu is usually the one who buys trees. He loves the trees. Now Jay Stu is a small business owner now, and he's got Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that he can put $500 worth of window treatment on, you know what I mean? So if you need to redo, so everybody always needs to redo stuff at their house, and then you can get $500 worth of a gift, you know, gift card.
Totally.
And then the $500 that you have paid for that goes to the cash and gift card board.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Ta-da!
And it's very cool to walk through, like right when you get there, it's just really fun. Everyone wants to take photos. I love it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, and you see people, they go by, they go, we're coming back to that. Let's go set this stuff down.
Uh-huh.
And then on the way out.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
They take photos. It's great.
All the time. A buddy of mine, Dave and Monica Pappas, who are two of my absolute favorite people in this town. And they're bright lights. They just are. And they're involved with a lot of charity stuff, UNLV Football Foundation, you know, all that kind of stuff. The same thing. They do this Fingerprinting Express and Hire Health. So if you need to hire people, they do like background checks and fingerprinting and passports and notary stuff. And they're a small business in town.
It's awesome.
And I'm like, why? Why do we not have them involved?
Yeah.
And for the right person, that tree is great. Massage Envy will have a tree.
Oh, yeah.
With $500 of massage stuff that always goes lightning fast.
So fast.
Our friends at Live Nation they'll do concert tickets.
Yeah, Fountain Blue did one last year that was really fun.
Are they in again this year?
I don't know. I know they wanted to be. I feel like a lot of people want to be.
Still can be.
Uh-huh. Still can be.
Hey, we got 24 hours left. We can make a lot happen in the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. We'll have somebody reach out to you. But do
our
now.
People will contact your people.
That's right. That's right, Michaela. We actually have people. Because usually our people is us.
Yeah, true.
If we say our people are reaching out, we're talking about we.
Exactly.
But relationship rehab coming up in just a second. We've got 4 tickets for Enchant's Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark. There should be an Enchant tree.
There should
be a Las Vegas Aviators tree. There should be a Desert Dogs tree. There should be
smart.
There's a lot that there should be. Enchant's Night of the Nutcrackers, 4 tickets for free. Goes on now through December 28th. Relationship rehab. We'll take a second look at the first pick. We're trying to kind of clean stuff up because it's our last show in studio for the year. There's a number of holiday questions. Oh, and a little bit of a story that we have to tell you. She wanted a relationship rehab, and it's like, what? There was a Thanksgiving brouhaha. There is no solution. There isn't one.
No.
There just isn't. But there's a story that's worth telling. All of that coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to Toy Drive Eve, the day before Toy Drive. Not even the day before. It's literally the day before.
Exactly.
We're doing this less than 22 hours from now.
Woo!
Toy Drive begins. West Sahara, just west of Jones at NV Energy. The scaffold has been erected.
Yes.
It's ready to go. They'll start loading in equipment and whatnot today, and we'll start first thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Then I will go up on top of the scaffold right about 7:30, where I will remain until Monday morning, the 15th, at 10 a.m. In the meantime, we'd love to see you with new unwrapped toys. One more toy. One more bike. One more dollar in cash and gift cards. As you know, it's funny, you asked a little bit earlier, Adrian, you asked a question. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. You asked a question about advice for first-timers.
100%.
Michaela Gordon, advice from a former first-timer going into year number two. What did you learn last year that you think you'll put into play this year?
I just think there's no way to describe it. Like, I feel like everyone was trying to describe what it was going to be like, what to get ready for. And I was like, okay, but it's not until you get there and you see it that you understand the importance, the magic, the experience. And you're like, oh my God, it makes sense. This is where it's going. You literally have to be there to understand. And I feel like if you haven't, please come.
Bring your kids.
Yes.
You got to bring your kids.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. We got fire pits.
Yeah, we got fire pits.
1 hour air conditioning and heating.
And multiple ones. Fire so we're not pits. All. Yeah, we're not just on one. So you got space.
Yeah, fire. You'll be warm enough in the morning. And then literally in the afternoons.
Sweating.
By Monday, It's the only other thing. It seems like people are like, oh, it'll be great now. It'll be 70. I'm literally up there just roasting.
Yeah.
And it's like trying to stay out of the sun, and just the way that the angles are, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Well, nobody thinks about that you're up there. So whatever it is, if it's cold or hot, it's 20 degrees more either way for you.
Yeah.
The effects are crazy.
Sure. Yeah.
Can I throw in something? Because Bridget kind of hinted at it when she's like, hey, I'm not a big corporation. I can't state this enough. Even it can sound daunting when you hear all these companies bring in what they want.
Yep.
If you can only bring in one toy, a $5 gift card, a $1 gift card, it all helps.
Yep.
It all helps. And come down. If that's all you can do, that's okay.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
We're not judging you. We're not going like, okay, thanks. No. Everything is needed. And we love you for that.
Every bit of it. It literally will take all of us. And the last few years, really going back to like, we had a big jump in 2016, cash wise. It went up a bit. It went up about 1,000 bikes, and about $10,000 in cash. It's funny, like something will jump and then something else will kind of sit. Like then bikes jumped up again in 2017. Cash was a little jump. 2018. Trucks jumped up big, bikes jumped up big, cash. 2018, remember those days. 2019, a big jump in both cash and bikes. Then COVID hit, and we kind of had to start all over.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like we're ready for another jump again. The highest ever, 2019, just shy of 10,000 bikes. And 2 years ago, we were just over $802,000. 2 years ago. Honestly, I'd love to see last year, 7,674 bikes. That was 100 bikes less than the year before. And not for nothing, 800 bikes less than 2022. And then cash had gone up, cash was off just a little bit last year too. But things have been tumultuous.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we're getting back on the right, foot. You know, it just feels like it's just got that feel to it.
Yeah.
So, can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see what you do over the next few days. And, between now and the 15th, it all starts tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And yeah, 8,000. Here's a, just for me, 8,000 bikes and $800,000. That's what I'd like to see.
Okay. Those are the goals.
Ultimately 10,000 and a million. That would be the ultimate. Because I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how many of these I got left.
Yeah.
It might be this one. I don't know. 25 years and 300 days. You know how I like round.
Long time.
You know how I like round numbers.
It's crazy.
But that's spending an entire year on a scaffold is out there on the horizon.
Totally. That's tough.
My wife is like, no!
6 more years?
4 tickets to Enchant, Night of the Nutcrackers, Las Vegas Ballpark. You know what? Just be caller number 25 right now. It's 702-364-9898. And then we'll run through Relationship Rehab. Yeah, we'll just make it simple like that. Hit us up right now, 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Relationship Rehab. First of all, let me tell you the story, because there's nothing we can really do with this.
Okay.
I don't believe. Kim went to Thanksgiving. She took her new boyfriend. Her new boyfriend is still married. Well, okay, not a boyfriend. I knew I had this wrong. I'm like, hang on. She brought her office fling home to mom's house. But
girl,
the reason why he's not her boyfriend is because he is still married. Problem number one. Problem number two, we forgot to take his wedding ring off at dinner. Kim's mom noticed. She wasn't the biggest fan of all that, and it made for quite the dramatic holiday. Am I not accurate in what?
Yeah.
What would you like us to tell you?
I know.
You?
What do you want us to do, babe? It's not great. Your mom saw. You're in trouble.
I would love to give you some.
We got nothing.
Some sage advice.
Therapy?
Where are we starting with?
Melinda, line 7.
Hey, Melinda. Oh, Melinda with a Y. Is it Melinda with a Y, really?
Yeah, M-E-L-Y. Yeah.
I love
that. Thanks.
Yeah, there's nothing.
My mother.
We have nothing for Kim, do we? We don't have anything for Kim, do we? You took your married.
Why is he's married? He wore his wedding ring. Are they going through a divorce? Kim, I'm sorry, but like, you just move on. I don't even know why you're even messing with him,
girl. Period.
At Thanksgiving. Well, I know why she's. I know why she is, but I don't know why she is.
Exactly. Yeah.
A video went viral on TikTok, involved a family who invited their son's girlfriend to join them in the family tradition of running the Turkey Trot 10K. That's 6 miles, people. 5K, 5K I can see. 3 miles is plenty.
That's still a lot.
Yeah. Oh, no, still a lot.
Hoy.
But a 10K,
yeah.
six and a half miles, darn near. She even trained for it for a few weeks because it's 6 miles. Then they go to take the family photo before they do it. And they go, 1, 2, there's no race. And she looks like she swallowed a bug. And then she starts crying. I'm sure it's a little bit of both. But there's so many
emotions. You just have to cry.
And she's so thankful that she doesn't have to run 6 miles.
Yeah.
With these crazy people that supposedly do this all the time, but then she finds out they don't. And they're like, welcome to the family. There are people online that believe that now that this is not just a fun little prank, that it's actually bullying and that she should get out. What say you?
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know I was still on. Was it a big joke to her? To a prank for her?
Yeah,
all to prank her.
Yeah, that's kind of rude. That's a big prank too, to get the whole family to be like, hey, let's prank this. Walk away.
Yeah, let's make her train for 2 months or however long it takes to be a runner, and then be like, psych. Like, I love a commitment but that's too much. No,
that's right.
Too much of a big prank. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gone team bullying on this?
No.
Michaela, have you gone team bullying?
Bullying is such a strong word.
Sure is.
I don't think it's bullying. I think it's just a very poor prank. And not cool. And if I was the girl, I'd be like, you guys are like a little too wild. I'm out.
Yeah, bullying is repeated distress inflicted by someone with more power over another person. Isn't that repeated if you're training for months?
But I think it also, I think it's like, was their malicious intent? No, I don't believe so.
No, they're
I think
with
it. They're funny. Listen, I grew up with all boys in my family. They would make me do the dumbest things because they thought it was funny and they like hazed me to be my own stupid family. But there was no malicious intent. They just were annoying. That's what I think this family is. But I still don't like it.
Yeah, they're setting up the picture. She puts on the stupid turkey hat. They've got they've got these things. They say they're the Butler family trotters. And then they're like, there's no race. And you kind of focuses in on her and she's a bit stunned. Huh. And they're like, welcome to the family.
Yeah. They think they're welcoming her. They're like, this is how we show love.
They're so, you know what? You're right, Michaela. It's intent on this one.
Yeah.
It's all based on intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's right
length,
still.
But I think the length of it is also a big part of it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I come from a family like this. Like, the boys in my family, the intent is not rude. Even a length of time, they think it's even funnier. But
sure. So right around Labor Day, they go, you know what we got to do?
Yeah. Yeah. They're psychos.
Yeah, they're just crazy.
But I have to be with them because they're my family. Her, she can leave. Go, sister.
Eh. They're engaged. They're engaged. It's her fiancé's family. You're kind of stuck.
Yeah. It takes a long time to train for something. And if she was psyching herself out to just train for six miles, I'm sure it's just the stress of it, just being able to, you know, do good on this turkey trot was probably stressful for her. Maybe his family is athletic like that. And so she thought that she had to uphold to these standards. And then it's like, oh, it's a joke. You know, so emotionally, it probably was. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I trained for this, and she's just bursting out.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the coffee is kicking in, you know, or that it's just it hits me different now than it did at 6:05. But the fact that they've never run,
I know
in any of these is it worse?
I know
the fact that they went so far.
This isn't even who they are. They're not even runners.
They also got up early, dressed as if they were going to go in this turkey, made t-shirts, and then had her put on the turkey hat.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey that looks like a turkey that just came out of the oven.
Yeah.
On the and put that on her head. And okay, here we go. 3, 2.
Psych.
It's funnier to me.
Yeah. I think intent matters.
To the bit. Yeah.
They committed to the bit.
And we love you.
They
welcome to the family.
But they better be nice to her and get her a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, that's right. They should have been nice to her the rest of the day.
Yep.
She shouldn't have had to do dishes.
Yeah, she's a queen.
Yeah.
And she put up with your stupid little pranks. You little freaks.
Idiots.
Morons.
That's great. Let's get you 4 tickets to Enchant, the Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark, the world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more now through December 28th. Get your tickets at enchantchristmas.com. You don't care about that part because you already have yours. Unless you need more, and then go to enchantchristmas.com.
I'm a family of 4. My girls are going to be so excited.
Yay! Ta-da!
Yeah, have fun!
It's a miracle of toy drive.
It is.
Which I can't. It's a toy drive. Hang on, toy drive.
Oh, my God.
Toy drive miracle!
Yes!
Yay.
All right, congratulations. Have a great day.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, and we'll see you at Toy Drive.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye.
That didn't sound like a commitment. She's like, wait, I'm going to show up, and then you're going to tell me there's no Toy Drive? I trained for this?
Get this turkey hat off me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Hey.
Speaking of pranks and whatnot, like we were a couple of minutes ago on Relationship Rehab.
Yeah.
Did you see this Ocean Spray deal where people are claiming that they opened up their cranberry sauce, and it was water?
No.
No, I didn't see
this. Not watered down, just water.
What does that even mean? They did that prank?
And she opened like four of them and they all had water.
Oh, no.
There's also one. Boy, I'll tell you what. You want to stress out? Find these videos. There's a lady trying to open a can with a knife.
No.
You want to freak out? You know what's funny? I'm going to tell you up front. The lady with the knife does not cut off her finger. She doesn't. I've watched that damn thing 10 times and I'm still waiting for her to cut off
Stop.
Her finger. Because
I believe it. Yeah. A knife for a can. Okay.
I'm out of the can business, man. After that Campbell Soup CEO dude got caught last week. Not buying anything with cans.
He was talking crazy.
I feel like I miss everything. No, Didn't see that either.
This guy that worked for Campbell Soup was mad and he talked trash about their product. And then shockingly, they fired him.
Oh.
Whatever.
They still have good soup.
And then they came out and they went, yeah, they went, our soup is our soup. So, you know, we do the best we can. And by the way, you already know, you know what I mean? I don't want to get
into
it. Listen,
no one's going to stop me from eating the bean and bacon at Campbell's soup. Okay. Yeah, I don't care what your issues are. Yeah, I'm going to eat it tonight. I don't care what your issues are. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm going to make a grilled cheese and I'm going to eat the bean and bacon soup.
See,
Campbell's.
I like this, Michaela.
Thank you.
I do. I like this, Michaela, a lot.
I'm hungry.
Millions of families, Ocean Spray said millions of families enjoyed their cranberry sauce this holiday season. But if even one can of sauce doesn't meet expectations, matters to us.
Ooh.
So they reached out. They DM'd people that put up the videos and went, we want to make this right.
Good.
Yeah.
Love that.
Do you believe that they screwed it up and that there were cans with just water? Why would there just be water?
Listen, maybe there was a failure in the
conveyor belt.
Yes.
Sure. And they were just, and they
totally,
were,
I don't think
they
it
were
was
rinsing
like,
it out.
Exactly.
They were rinsing it out to make sure it was clean before the cranberry sauce went in. But why wouldn't the cranberry sauce go in? And why would there just be water?
Because Mercury was probably in retrograde.
That explains everything.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, thank you again to our pals at Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC, Jeff Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes, Ooh. And the final relationship rehab, the final official relationship rehab of the year. For every sale the Big Bully Turf makes, they'll donate another bike. We reserve the right to be able to do relationship rehab at Toy Drive, which is always fun.
You tried to last year when my baby mama showed up. You were like, I don't know what you are to Adrian, but welcome.
I have no recollection of that. Toy Drive is a place. Toy Drive is a place of love
and former love.
And
mm-hmm.
What else?
What else? What?
Yeah, love and togetherness. Yeah,
exactly.
And kindness.
Yeah,
and
giving. You know,
giving. Lots and lots of giving.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's about the kids.
It's amazing.
It's about the kids.
And it's a beautiful thing.
I hate us. I really do.
By the way, the amazing is what Michaela said all last year, and then we're trademarking it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, Martha Stewart's done with it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what she used to say? It's a beautiful thing. What did she used to say?
I don't know. Sounds like a Martha thing.
I'm just trying to not get sued.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
It's all coming together. All at the same time. It's all coming together all at once.
What? Can I tell you something great?
Yeah, please.
My best friend went to Terrible's right now, and he's so excited. Yeah. He donated $3 to Toy Drive because everyone's into it.
Amazing.
And the lady was like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. And he's like, yes, everybody should. Yelled it to the line. Everybody should. And then he said, everybody should donate. And then he requested, he was like, I want to donate more. Can I do it on in the Terrible's, at all the Terrible's everywhere?
Yes.
And I was like, everywhere. Yes, that's the easiest way to do it. So just like a heads up also, while we're giving like pointers, if you get gas at Terrible's, you can donate to Toy Drive.
Oh, yeah. 1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. And that we're on the pump toppers again. By we, I mean me.
That's right, baby. Sorry. We are famous. That is our fame.
The joke about that is that literally, Michaela's done a lot of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. She really has.
Yes.
And I never really thought of it this way, but now I do. I've done some pretty cool stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
Michaela has never felt more like a star than when she's on
because
the
you guys,
pump topper
no,
at Terrible's.
Nobody comments more. I did a gig a few days ago for somebody that I was very excited about. They were like, ha, heard you guys while I was getting gas. It was awesome. Ha! And I was like, thank you so much. I have to go sing.
Mouth it
thank
to me.
You.
Who was it?
I have to go sing.
Would I know them?
No.
Oh, I thought it was
but
like
cool,
a celebrity.
But cool.
But cool guy.
Yes.
Cool guy. Like executive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Somebody you'd want to impress.
I understand.
And I was like playing it cool, but you know, I can't anyway. My armpits are sweating as we speak. But he was like, saw you guys. And I was like, thank you. I got to go sing now.
Well, you'll love this. I also just, I saw our buddy Omari. Anybody who comes to Toy Drive in the morning knows Omari from the years that we have been together. Man, Omari and I have covered some ground in this city. We have done some dirt in this city.
Yes.
And we have done some good in this city. But that's my dude. And he just came in with equipment in his hand.
That's awesome.
And he went, it's time. And honestly, the anxiety that I had in my chest that's been here for a week. Man, if I'm like this every year, I apologize to my wife and my family and to you guys.
No, you're awesome.
Oh, God bless you.
No.
I'm a wreck. I'm having crazy dreams. I'm like, it's not good.
Listen, this is a big deal, and it's a big deal that you've done it for 25 years, and it's a big deal how you have to mentally prepare to sleep on a scaffold for 12 days and then like have these big nights. It's a lot of pressure. I feel like people really do need to understand that. And you actually are really great. I didn't know you were so anxious, honestly.
Oh no, I didn't feel any of the
bad vibes.
But then I just heard back from the mayor's office Somebody told me they heard on the radio this morning you were wondering where the mayor was. Oh. I'm getting this third hand, LOL, so not really sure what the story is. It was earlier when you asked me if I'd heard back about the mayor, and I said, I don't know. She can show up whenever she wants.
Totally.
I don't care.
Yeah. We just want to know when she's coming.
Show up when she wants. She's the mayor.
Mm-hmm. With her and little leopard shoes.
And that goes for the mayor before her and the mayor before her. We're just glad you're there.
Yeah.
And then she wrote back, haha, see how the grapevine works? See you tomorrow morning. So, so the mayor's coming to give her blessing.
Yay.
And then I realized, hey, you know what? And it's our 27th toy drive, which, by the way, our chief engineer, Tracy Teagarden, one J.B. King, Venus, Kirk, and Mark from sales. I believe that is the crew, four that have been here for all 27.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps.
Well, they've been here for all 27. Since it started. I left in 02 and 03, so I missed 2 years. But this will be my 25th and 300 days of living on a scaffold, not for nothing. So I kind of I put in a request to see if Shelly can come back.
Yeah.
Is it weird? Is it weird if I were to ask if Carolyn was able to come?
No, I think it's awesome. No. And I think she would.
I think she might.
Everyone needs to come together for this. It's bigger than all that stuff. That's how I view it.
Yeah, I definitely think she would. They're great like that. I would like to put in a request if the mayor could bring those same Barbie showgirl bags she brought last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you love that.
I loved those. Gave one to my girlfriend. Those were really great. Other than that, that's it.
I don't I don't exactly know what she is, the senior special assistant. That's understated, that title. She's more than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you Kim's email and you can put in your request.
No, I'm just being silly. I mean, I do want one, but I was just being silly.
No, I know.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Just had 43 things running all at once. It's okay. What face did I give you?
Just gave me like the head down, eyes up. Fine. You put the hands up to the computer and we're like, as if. And
everything's
fine.
Yes. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
We're good.
9:04, Wednesday morning, the third day of December. Toy drive tomorrow, y'all.
Woo!
Let's freaking go.
I feel like a little kid that's getting ready to go on summer break. Like it's the last day and everyone's just like, okay. And you're like, get me out of here so we can go to Wet n' Wild. That's how I feel.
Except you've got work to do.
Of course.
But it's
the good work.
And
the
I appreciate
fun work.
Yeah,
the hard work that's fulfilling.
It's go time. Tomorrow at NV Energy starts at 6 a.m. I'll go up on the scaffold at about 7:30. You know what? Would love to see you tomorrow morning for a quick hug before we go up. As much as I'd like to see you at the end for a longer hug. You know, and that's a thing. I wouldn't mind seeing you before I head up. So that'll happen right about 7:30. And then I stay on the scaffold until Monday morning, the 15th at 10 a.m. My best friend's coming in for the end.
So yes. Sweet.
He hasn't seen it in a while. He's fired up about the 300 days thing and the 25 years thing. And I am too. In all seriousness, I am as well.
Yeah.
I asked after the mayor said, yeah, we're coming, I went, hey, can I ask one more thing? You think you could get it on Shelley's schedule to come back? Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll
see. Great.
Other headlines today. Anthony Calandria, the quarterback of your soon to be Mountain West Conference champion, UNLV Rebels.
Woo!
Mountain West Conference Offensive Player of the Year. The last time that happened for a UNLV player, Randall Cunningham, some 40-odd years ago.
That's good company
to be in. Do you know
who
Randall Cunningham is? You should, because he's Philadelphia Eagles royalty.
I do. It's...
Yeah.
I do. Just trying to keep up with everything you said before that.
I'm just saying. Yeah, Randall Cunningham is Eagles royalty.
Yeah, I know. My dad loves him.
Your dad would be proud.
Yeah.
If you... average kid's allowance is now $52 a month.
What?
$13 a week, $52 a month.
That's a lot.
And it's not. And near, it's not.
No. It's really? Not even like a not even a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
Do you give Siren allowance?
Nope.
Yeah, it's too early for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, his piggy it's bank a lot. Is when I was though. Making, I would have to clean the whole house, and then I would get $5 on Fridays, and that felt like I was rich.
Parents are reporting that yes. Okay, this is great. This listen, I'm going to read this. This is a quote from what I'm reading it from. Okay, Grandpa, before you get your panties in a bunch about the number, inflation. And for parents in their 40s, that would have been the equivalent of about $22 a month or $5.50 a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Grandparents in your 70s, that would have been about $5 a month. So.
Yeah.
So IRS agents are now being paid to watch porn at work. Oh. The IRS is looking into OnlyFans accounts. Because there's an exception in the whole new tax on tips law that says you still have to pay on tips that are earned from pornographic activity.
Yeah, they will really get you.
Not everything on OnlyFans is porn, but, and by the way, they still, they're going to be, somebody's going to take this to the Supreme Court because they still have not determined what is porn.
Mm.
Porn to you may not be porn to me.
Okay.
The old, they might have to use the old standard of I know it when I see it, but
right,
that doesn't hold up.
I'm going to tell you that's going to go. That'll go to the Supreme Court.
No, no, no. As you're saying it, I'm thinking about because it is true. Like I feel like I would know, but they'll have. Yeah, it depends on.
And there's an old famous quote. I don't know. I can't define it, but I know it when I see
totally.
It.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Animal control officers near Richmond, Virginia, sharing photos today. It's on all the TV news. A male raccoon broke into a liquor store last Friday, got hammered, and passed out in the bathroom.
You guys, he's laying on his belly, head down. Just, he looks hammered.
He knocked a bunch of bottles of booze off the shelves. Some of them broke. Then he just basically overserved himself.
Yeah.
Looks like maybe he got into some gin and maybe some whiskey. They described him as very intoxicated.
Yes, he was.
They let him sleep it off at an animal shelter, then released him back into the wild. They say there were, quote, zero signs of injury other than maybe what truly looked like a hangover.
Yeah. Listen, if you see the video, he really is.
He's out.
His little paws are out.
He's out.
He's on his belly.
Spread eagle.
Yep. Yeah.
Just
that man needed a nap.
Uh-huh. Oh, on the nice, cool bathroom floor. Oh, it feels good.
Just give me a minute.
Just give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Just give me a minute.
We've heard of
these stories. Yeah, no, for sure.
And certainly now, when everyone's California sober, no one drinks anymore. What are you talking about? Except for that raccoon. He got hammered.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Okay. 67-year-old guy in China. Pain in his belly. Started bloating and all this kind of stuff. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Doctors ran some scans. Well, yes, you have something in your stomach. We don't know what it is. We can't tell. They said they performed an emergency procedure. I assume they went down, you know, with the grabbers or whatever.
Yeah.
They couldn't get a hold of this thing because apparently it was smooth and kind of slippery. And so they couldn't get a hold of it to pull it out. So they took pictures and they showed the guy and he goes, yeah.
What?
30 years ago, I was out drinking. I got hammered and my buddy dared me to swallow a lighter like a Bic.
No, you idiot.
He assumed that it had passed.
Oh, my God.
You know, the way God intended.
Yes.
Apparently it did not.
Of course not.
30 years.
Wait, Chet, isn't
stomach.
That dangerous? Because there's like fuel and stuff in there?
Doctors were eventually able to remove it during an endoscopy where that's where they go down your throat and go into the stomach. They had to wrap something around it first, kind of. As they described it, kind of like a condom. You know what I mean? So that they could get a little grip.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Once they pulled it out, they found that it had been corroded by his stomach acid, but it still had gas inside and it still worked.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to be gross here, but I would think that a question my brother may ask is like, it's surprising you never like passed gas.
Right. Like you could light your own farts on fire.
Yes.
Okay. All the boys were thinking it. All the boys were thinking it.
Okay. I was too. I blame my brother.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's The More You Know. Before we go, one final time.
Oh my God.
Because tomorrow's toy drive, and then that's it. And then we'll be to the holidays, and away we go.
See you in 2026.
So let us leave you with this then. Isn't it weird for just in general people smoking?
Yes, so weird.
It's just odd. I find
just it. Just because you don't see it anymore.
Yeah, and I have a couple of people that I'm close to that do still smoke, so it's not as odd. But when you're out somewhere, and all of a sudden it's like somebody smoking.
100%. And I was just in a hotel where someone was coming out of the gift shop packing the cigarettes, and I was like, "Oh, that's weird." Okay, yeah.
But oddly comforting.
Yes.
oddly comforting. 8 out of 10 Americans do not allow smoking in their homes. Double what it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, believe that.
The states with the highest percentage of adult smokers: West Virginia and Kentucky. Right around 1 in 4.
Yeah, I see that.
Lowest amount of smokers: Utah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
California. Doesn't make as much sense.
They're vapors now,
I guess. Okay, now are you ready for your mind to be blown?
Yeah.
JonBenet Ramsey. Remember her?
Uh-huh, of course.
She was born 9 days before Jennifer Lawrence. JonBenet on the 6th of August, 1990. Jennifer Lawrence on August 15th, 1990. JonBenet would have turned 35 this year. I will never look at Jennifer Lawrence the same way. I'll never look at her the same way ever again.
True.
Wow. And this is pretty funny. As great as, really, as Borat, that whole bit was
the best.
The movie, the bit. I've never laughed harder in a movie theater ever in my life. Because at the time, it was just so way out there.
100%.
When Sacha Baron Cohen is speaking Kazakh,
yes,
you know, in Borat, he's actually speaking Hebrew, which he did on purpose because Borat says so many things that are anti-Semitic, and he's Jewish.
God, no way.
Is that good? All right. See,
yeah,
that's good. All right.
That's it.
No more. We're done. Nicely done. Listen, have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. Adrian.
Well, listen, while Toy Drive's going on, Michaela and Chet will obviously be at Toy Drive. I'll still be here in studio. You won't be hearing from me as much. So happy holidays to you and yours. I love you all. I look forward to seeing you guys at Toy Drive. Be sure to follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. We will be at John Cena's final match ever. So if you're a wrestling fan, please go check out Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Subscribe on YouTube. Listen to wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MikaelaGordon. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm,
call somebody today. Tell them you love them. Because you never know when you might not get another chance. And give somebody, you know, a little boost today. Tell them they're doing a good job. It means a lot.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to see you. Cannot wait to see what you're going to do over these next 12 days or so. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. And I think it's fitting. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning at NV Energy.
Love you guys.
Well, it's the last time I'll be saying that from this studio this year. Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.